Today's daf is Menachas Daf Zayin, and we are about 20 lines from the top of Daf Vav Amid Beis Ki Amar Rav Leben Beseira. So yesterday we began the second Mishnah Masechtas Menachas, which is really the second sugya Masechtas Menachas. Masechtas Menachas begins like Masechtas Vachem does with the sugya of Shaloi Lishma. It continues with the first sugya of the second parak of Masechtas Vachem, which deals with psulim, people that are unfit to do the avoda. And the Mishnah mentioned the same exact list that the Mishnah did in the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Vachem. Kol ha-menachay shekim son zor oinein tful yoy mechusa begadim mechusa kipurim shaloy rachatz yada veraglav oro tome yoyshev oimid agabi keim agabi behem agabi ragli chavei roi pasal. So the Mishnah gives a whole list of people that are pasal, all of which were discussed in very, very great detail. Masechtas Vachem, a lot of geshmak of sugyas related to the psul oinein, the psul zor, mechusar begadim, bizmanshe bigdeyam aleim, kunasam aleim. So we spoke at a lot of rage when we went through those sugyas in the beginning of the second parak of Masechtas Vachem. But for now, all the Mishnah says is that that same exact list that we had in Masechtas Vachem with regards to the avoidas of a zevach apply to the avoidas of a mincha as well. And then the Mishnah mentioned the machloikas ben Beseira and the Tanakama. Komatz bismoil pasal. That's the Tanakama. Ben Beseira oimer that it's not pasal, because pasal suggests that there's no way out. You could actually fix that issue. Yachzer, take the koimetz, if it was done with the left hand, put it back together with the rest of the mincha, v'yachse, v'yikmetz, v'yimin, and do it all over again, this time with the right hand. Rav, on the top of that vav, Amud Bey said, zor sheki meitz yachse. If zor does kemitza, he can put the koimetz back into the mincha, and now a koyim will come, and a koyim will do the correct kemitza. And the Gemara began its discussion of what exactly what was Rav was referring to. Was Rav saying his halacha according to the Chachamim, or was Rav saying his halacha according to Ben Beseira? So we're in the middle of the Shakil of the Tarya. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. Says the Gemara, ki amar Rav leben Beseira. You have to say that when Rav said his halacha, that if a zor does kemitza, he could put the kemitz back together with the rest of the mincha, and now let a koyin do a proper kemitza, he was saying it according to Ben Beseira. Ben Beseira, who said in the Mishnah that if a Koyen did kmitza with his left hand, put the koymetz back and do a proper kmitza with the right hand, says Rav, Ben Beseira didn't only say it with regards to komatz besmoil, which is one type of psol. He said it with regards to komatzar as well. But the Gemara asks the obvious question, pshita, why do I need Rav for that? Why would somebody learning the Mishnah on the Avav Amar Aleph think that maybe Ben Beseira's chiddush of komatz besmoil, yachzer v'yikmetz b'yamin, was only with regards to the psul smile? What's the difference between the psul smile and the psul zar? They're both kmitzais psulais, and if Ben Beseira says a chiddush that if you do a kmitza psula, you can always redo it. See, if you shech the wrong way, you can't do the shechita again. But if you do a kmitza psula, so you can take the koimetz, put it back together with the mincha, and do a proper one, why would you think there's a chil between the smile and the zar that I need Rav to tell me the Ben Beseira that just like komatz besmile, you could do it all over again? Komatz zar is the same thing. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because ma'od the but why? Maishna smile, says the Gemara, presumably the Ashkechon lehechshere b'yom HaKippurim. This is an idea that you find throughout Kachem, but really you find it throughout Shas. And that is that anything that's puzzle, but you find somewhere that the Torah was makel with regards to this psul, that suggests a leniency even where it really is puzzle. So smile is possible. You can't do avodah with your left hand. But there is one time you find that you could do avodah with your left hand, and that is in Yom Kippur. When the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring the special ketores, kippa onan eira, ela kapores, so he had the kaf, that was the spoon, with ketores in his right hand, and he had the machta with the gecholim on his left hand. The point is, he used both his right hand and his left hand to bring the ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, bringing the keteiris was an avoida, and you see, avoida can be done with the left hand. So once you find a kula in avoida smile, so reasons to say that every avoida smile is more kula, even kmitza besmile, which is possible. But at the very least, maybe there's a kula that if you did the kmitza with your left hand, you could do it all over again, as opposed to zar. But the Gemara says that's not true, because it's not as opposed to zar. Zar nami ashkan lechshei b'shchita, you find by a zar that there is a kula as well. And where is that shchita? Shchita ksheir bizar. So Kabbalah, Hilach, Zrika, Kmitza, Malika, you can't do it with a zar. But shchita you could do with a zar. But the Gemara says shchita lavavoidi. That's not a kula. Because the reason you can use a zar for shchita is because it's lavavoida. a kula would mean that it's an avoida. Really, it requires kahuna, stating that there's a chiddush that you don't have to use a kohen. The reason shechita's kshera bizarre is not a chiddush in avoida shechita. It's because shechita is not an avoida, and it's for that reason azar is kach. But the Gemara says, "V'lo is that true? Shechita lav avoida. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav. Shechita's para bizarre psula. The shechita, the para aduma, couldn't be done with azar. Isn't that because it's an avoida? That's why it couldn't be done with azar. V'amar Rav." Rav said Allah's bechukah ksibah, because it says that Allah had to bring the first par aduma, and it says chukah, which means it's ma'akiv. But the bottom line is from the fact that shechitas par aduma had to be done with kain. Isn't that a riot? And avoid the Gemara says no. Shani para the kachim et gabayasi. Para is not kachim mizbeach. It's kachim et gabayas. Right. That's this dichotomy you find with the par aduma. On the one hand, it was kachim et gabayas. It was brought in harazesim. But then again, chatos kari rachmanas has a lot of halachas of kachim mizbeach. But the Gemara says at its core, in its essence, the par aduma was kachim et gabayas. So it could be the shechita of kachim et gabayas is an avoida, but the shechita of kachim mizbeach is not an avoida. Meaning from the fact that you find shechitas par aduma requires kahuna, that's a raya shechita avoida, but only by kachim et gabayas, not necessarily by kachim. We're discussing kachim mizbeach, but the Gemara says v'lav kol dechenu, also known as v'lav kol shekenu, kachim et gabayas by kahuna, kachim mizbeach loy by kahuna. How could that be? How could it be that when there's a shechita by kachim et gabayas, it's an avoida, but when there's shechita by kachim mizbeach, it's not an avoida? You have to say that really shechita is not an avoida. And the truth is, even by kachim et gabayas, it's not an avoida. The fact that you need a kohen by kachim et gabayas is because it requires a kohen. And the Gemara gives an example, like maris negon requires a kohen. Another example would be pidyon habet, right? That also requires a kohen. Not just because it's matnas kuna, but the point is that there are halachas of kohen that have nothing to do with avoida. So the truth is, shechita is lav avoida. And the fact that shechita is ksher bizarre doesn't suggest any kula in zaros, because the fact that you could do shechita with a zar doesn't mean that the psul zaros is not chad. It's very, very chomer. You don't find anywhere a kula. The reason you could do shechita with a zar is simply because shechita is not avoida. Aye, shechita is par aduma. That's kachik at the gabayas. And the reason you need a kayin there is, just like by maris negon, you need a kayin. It has nothing to do. Incidentally, there's a discussion in the paiskim. What about big day kahuna? Did shechitas par aduma have to be done with big day kahuna? Maris negam, does that have to be done with big day kahuna? So that's a little bit of raid that we're not going to get into now. But for now, says the Gemara, so maybe the reason Rav had to say that Ben Beseir's halacha is true not only for kamatz bismol, also for kamatz zar, because Ben Beseir's halacha that was said by kamatz mol, you could be thought, misled to think is only true by kamatz smol, which you find is not such a chamor psol, because there's a kula in the psol smol. Where do you find the kula in the psol smol? On Yom Kippur. As opposed to zar, where you don't find anywhere a kula, maybe if a zar does the kmita, you don't have the option to redo it. That's what Rav was coming to be mechadish, that even zar shekimates yachzer. Of course, according to Ben Beseir, according to the chachamim in the Mishnah, you can't return the kamatz smol, you certainly can't return the kamatz zar. But he was coming to say it according to Ben Beseir. But the Gemara says, I'll still find you a case where you find that the psul zaris has a kula. Thus, it should be no different than kamatz b'smol. Where's that? And they left me bama, because shechita or all avoidus for that matter by a bama was ksheir bizarre. Says the Gemara, b'chita mi bama le'alfino, and you're going to tell me avoidas mikdash l'chud and avoidas bama l'chud. They're very, very different. Even though there was avoidus done in the base of mikdash, there was avoidus done in the bama, but it's different. You can't bring me rayas and kulas and pirches and hutra michlolas from avoidus bama. They're fundamentally different. Comes to mind is the Meshech Chachman is Akdamata Sefer Vayikra, where he makes a compromise between the Rambam's Hashkofa of why Karbanos were brought and the Ramban's Hashkofa of why Karbanos were brought. The Rambam says that the only reason we have Teres Kayanim and Sefer Vayikra and Sech Dizvachim and Menachis was all because the Yidden, when they left Mitzrayim, were over the Avodah Zarah, halalu over the Avodah Zarah, valalu over the Avodah Zarah, and to somehow distance the Jews from the Avodah Zarah that they had, Hashem gave us something that they were able to relate to. So don't bring karbanos to pagan deities. Instead, bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But does Hashem really need karbanos? No, that's what the Navi says. I don't need karbanos. Hashem doesn't really need karbanos. But it was just that generation would not be able to relate to serving Hashem without the idea of karbanos. So that's why Hashem said, bring karbanos. But klapei shmaya, Hashem doesn't really need karbanos. Rabban says, how could you say that? Rabban says, of course Hashem needs karbanos. Re'ech nichayach. Incidentally, you know the Ramah wrote a sefer on kachem. You can buy it in your local svarim store. the Rama wrote Svarim on Seder Kachem, and in the beginning he goes through all the different shittas of the Tamei HaKorbanos, and the Rambam, he brings the Rambam and the Ramban from the Sefer Ikrim and the Kuzri, and there's many different Mahalchim, but most are not like the Rambam, that there is a Tachlis, there is a Matar, and the Ramban's biggest raya is the Torah says that a Korban is Reich Nichayach. Reich Nichayach means Hashem has some sort of says Ramei Simcha, I'll be the Kosav Ashlishi Va'achriya Beineim, I'm going to be Machriya. The Rambam is right when it comes to that Korban on a bomb. The Ramban and all the other Rishonim are right when it comes to a krov in the Mikdash. That krov in the Mikdash, reich nichayach. That krov on a bama, there's no reich nichayach. What's the point? You see, they're fundamentally different. They're different in terms of what they're coming to accomplish even. The avoid of Mikdash, that was an avoid of reich nichayach. The avoid of a bama, that was an avoid of Mikdash. So says the Gemara, you're going to go tell me now, maybe learn it from Obama, right? In other words, say that it's true that in Mikdash you don't find anywhere any kula, any klishos, any weakness in the psul zar, because zar is always possible. But in Obama, you see, so the Gemara says, "V'chit neilav bi Obama, v'chit emi bal diolfin." You tell me you can't learn from Obama again. Why can't you learn from Obama? Maybe, like we just said, it's fundamentally different. About time we learn tenabrayis seminayin liyoytish shemalu yeire. So we learn perak mizbech mekadosh, and we're familiar with the concept of mizbech mekadosh psulim and anolu yeire. And the Gemara says, "How do you know that psul yoytze is a psul we have the halacha of le'erid?" Shavu yoytze kasha be'bam, because you find psul yoytze is also a kula digger psul, because there's no yoytze by bam. Why is there no yoytze by bam? Because there's no mechitzas by bam. Rashi zvachim yodalim and aleph that you can bring Karbonis on Obama anywhere in the world, not only in Eretz Yisrael. But either way, so you see that we do apply a kula in Hakrovas Bama to Hakrovas Mikdash, says the Gemara. No. Tana Azoyis Teres Oila Samachle, we had this already many times in Mesech de Zvachim, that the reason, the real reason why Psul Yoitze is a Mola Yerid is learned from a Pasik. Azoyis Teres Oila, that's the Makartim Zbech Mekadesh Psulim. Stating that with three Miyutim in that Pasik. And the question is which Psul to apply the Mir to. So we apply it to Yoytze because there is a Svara. There is a Svara why Yoytze should be a Malala Yeret, because you find that by Obama you don't have the Psul Yoytze. But in and of itself, it's not a real Psul. Meaning, it's not a real Svara. If you needed to rely 100% on the fact that Matsinu Bebama, you wouldn't be able to rely on that. The reason Yoytze is a Malala Yeret is not because of Obama. It's because of a Pasuk. Because of Zayis Teira Sa'ayla. We learn from there Mizbech Mekadesh Psul. There's three exceptions. We're trying to figure out what the exceptions were. Which ones are a malu yerid? Yaitse is going to be a malu lo yerid because matzinu bebama. So it's a svara koldu. But to use it as a real svara, there maybe not. Either way, what are we trying to say? We're saying that you don't find anywhere that if it's matzinu bebama, that should be a kula. So again, hadra kusha l'duchte. Why did Rav have to say, according to Bemeseir Zosha comments Yachzer, why would you think that Kamatz Bismol should be any different than Kamatz Zor? Elo, time it dash minon Rav, says the Gemara, Halav hachi, hava mino b'shar psulim, pasal bein b'seiro, v'tani b'lun to the b'raiso. Again, why do I need Rav to say this? Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Rav Elazar, Rav Shemenoim, Rimach shoyi ben b'seiro b'chal ha-psulim kula. Meaning, so we're saying that the reason Rav had to say it, again, let's just recap one more time. The reason Rav, with these chesh ben Gemaras, back and forth and back, you have to recap every now and again. So again, Rav is saying his halacha of Kamatz Zar Yachzer according to Ben Beseir. Ben Beseir already said Kamatz Mol Yachzer. Why would I think it's different? I'll tell you why. Because smile is Islay Hechshera. You find somewhere that the Psul smile is not possible, as opposed to Zar, you don't find anywhere. You find it by Shechita, Shechita is not an avoid. You find it by Bama, don't keep Bama as a whole different, it's not even a Reich Nichayach. It's a whole different deal. So that's why Rab needed to say his Chiddush, that Ben Seir's halach is not only true for Smail, it's true for Zar as well. But the Gemara says, I still don't need Rav to say it, because Batanya, it's a Mefurish of Raisa. Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Shimon, Oimri, Machshay, Ben Seir, B'chal HaPsul and Kulon. It's Mefurish. Okay, Kasha number one. Kasha number two, it's a Raisa. Batanya, Bekamas Misham, it says in the Torah, Bekamas Misham. And we learn from them in Makam Shiragli Azar Oimdis, that the place that the Kemitza had to be done was the place where the Tzar was allowed to go. So Shechita, Kachem Kedashim, Shechitasim B'tzafin, Kachem Kalim, Shechitasim B'chal Mokim, Malika was done on the Mizbeach. What about Kemitza? Where was Kemitza done? So the Tanakam in this Braisa says, it says, V'komatz, it should be done Misham, that's coming to establish the Mokim HaKemitza. Where is that? The place where the Tzar was able to walk. B'mseira Omer, B'mseira learns out something else from the Komatz Misham. You know what he learns out? Our Mishnah. Minayim Shem Komatz B'smol Sheyachzav Yachzav Yikritz B'yamin. How do you know that if you did Kemitza with your left hand? You could put the Kemitz back and do a Kemitza all over again. Talmud Loima V'komatz Misham Mimokim Shekomatz Kfar. That's what the Komatz Misham tells me. You could do Kemitza from there. From where? From the place he did Kemitza again. What's the bottom line? The Kemitza cross stomach Sivba. Mean that the Pasuk doesn't talk about any specific, it doesn't say the word smile anywhere, mali smile, mali sharp sulim. So clearly, Ben Beseira said his halacha with regards to any time you did a kmitza, and for some reason you have to do the kmitza again, do it again. So what do I need Rav for this for? Ella says, the Gemara, hakamashma, Rav must be coming to teach me something else. Komatz, vafilu kidesh. What he's coming to teach me is that Ben Beseira that said halacha, that if you do a kmitza psula, you can put the kmitz back and do it all over again. It's true, even if you did the kmitza and then put it into the keli. So you did the equivalent of the Kabbalah as well. You did already the second avodah. You would have thought that once you put it into the klisharis, you took the kmitz, put it into the klisharis. But what were the four avodahs by the kmitz? Kmitza from the original klisharis, put the kmitz into a second klisharis, halacha to the mizbeach, and then do the akhtar. So you would have thought that once you put it into the second klisharis, maybe now you can't put it back into the original klisharis. That's his chiddush. Ulafugim yani tanoi. The tanoi under the brayso. Rabbi Yosi ben Yosi ben Yassim. Rabbi Yehuda Anachdom Amru. Rabbi Medvar Amru. Shekibes like kiddush. Aval kiddush possible. There were two tanoim that do not appear often in Shas. Rabbi Yosi ben Yosi ben Yassion, and Rabbi Yehuda Anachdom. The baker. Either way, so says these tanoim that the only time it's true, according to Ben Beseira, that if you do a kmitza psula, you could do it again, as if it was kimeitz v'loy kiddush. But if it was kimeitz v'kiddush, it's possible. Kuntzegein Rav. And Rav is telling me, zar she kimeitz yachzer. What's the chiddush? It's not the zar. Emphasis is not on zar. The zar is, he did kmitza and ikachaser. He put it into the second klisharis, yachzer, so you can go back, ulafuke from those. They could not be, some say just the opposite. He was coming to say, kimeitz in, kiddush loy. It's only zar she kimeitz yachzer. But if it was our shekimets v'kidesh, it's lo yachzer. Says the Gemara, kaman kahani tanoi, like those tanoim ulafuge b'tanakama, not like the tanakama that holds not that way. Either way, Rav's chiddush was not zar versus smile. Rather, Rav's chiddush, according to this pshat in the Gemara, was the whether it's going to be true ben beseir's halacha, even if you put it into a klisharis, or only if you didn't put it into a klisharis. What exactly was Rav saying? We're not sure. Ikadamri one way, ikadamri the other way. Either way, says the Gemara, Maska for Rav Nachman, Maika Sarvi Hani Tanoi. What are these Tanoim holds? It's an interesting Shita Satanoim. This Shita of Rabbi Yosi ben Yassion and Rabbi Yehuda Hanachtum, and according to one lesson in the Gemara, Rav. And that is that if a apostle would do Kemitza, according to Ben Beseira, he could put it back into the mincha and do a second kmitza. Obviously, let the kosher do the second kmitza. But if he did the kmitza and put it into a klisharis, now it's already too late. So Rav Nachman didn't understand this and lumped this. He said, "Maikosari hani tano ik kmitza psulun avoidi." If the kmitza itself is the avoido, then afagavtali avoli matin kli. Then even if you didn't put it into a second klisharis, once the avoido was done, maybe you shouldn't be able to put it back. And ik kmitza psulun lav avoidi. And if the kmitza of apostles not an avoidi, ki avoli matin kli mahavi. What does putting it into the second keli have to do with anything? At first glance, putting it into the second keli is the equivalent of Kabbalah. It's the second avoida. So, Manavshach, if apostle does an avoida, is it an avoida in the sense that it now is something that can't be fixed? Then you can't fix it, even if you didn't put it into a second klisharis. And if apostle doing an avoida is not an avoida in the sense that it can't be fixed, then fix it. Then put it back, even if you did put it into the klisharis. What does the second klisharis have to do with anything? Hold on, Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said, you know what you see from here? A super lumdus. La'oilam avoidahi. A kmitzas apostle is an avoida. Meaning, once apostle does an avoida, you can't redo it. It destroys the kashrus of this mincha. It's like a machsheves pigle. You can't make it right. You can't fix it. However, for like gomra avodasa, avodola matan kli. But the avodas, kmitza is not complete until you put it into the klisharis. So if he picks it up and doesn't put it into the klisharis, the avodas puzzle wasn't completed yet. So now you can fix it. Once you put it into the klisharis, so putting it into the klisharis constitutes kabbalah, but at the same time, it's also the hashlama of the kmitza. So we have to talk to the London to understand exactly how this works. But the point is, it completes the kmitza as well. So as long as the kmitza wasn't completed yet by the apostle, so it didn't pass all the avodah in a positive sense, so put it back and do it again. But once the kmitza is completed, and when is it completed? When it's put into the sack, that is the shita of those tanoim and the shita of Rab, according to one lishon of the Gemara. But the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, afilu loikish. That's the case, I have a problem. I have an inherent flaw in all this. Because if you're going to tell me that when an apostle does the avodah, as long as he doesn't put it into a klisharis, the avodah is not complete. Thus, he can put it back into the original klisharis. It's only if he puts it into the klisharis that the avodah is complete. So now you can't put it into the original klisharis. What's the issue? The issue is that when you put this kaimetz the pasul into the original klisharis, he's putting it into a klisharis. So the moment he puts it into the klisharis, now the avodas hakmitzah is complete. Once the avodas hakmitzah is complete, you shouldn't be able to do another kmitzah. When you put the kmitz back into the original klisharis, tiktosh velifso. Why isn't that an issue? If the pasul would do the hakmitzah, whether it's a Koyin doing it with his left hand, or whether it's Hazar doing the Kmitza, he puts it into a new Klisharis, now you can't put it back. You can't unwind it now. Then look, why? Because it was in a Klisharis. You just completed the Kmitza, and who put it into the Klisharis? The Apostle put it into the Klisharis. Then you have the same exact issue. If the Apostle's going to go ahead, and he's going to, Yachser v'yikmites, how can you put it back into the original? What's the difference if I'm putting it into the original Klisharis, or I'm putting it into a new Klisharis? I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, Zoysay Meres, Klisharis ain't Mekachin, let me ask. You know what you see from here? That a klisharis is only mekadesh bidas. So if the pasul or would put the kaimitz into the new klisharis, why is he putting it into the new klisharis? He wants to be mekadesh the kaimitz, so you should be able to do the haktara with it, right? He's doing what you're supposed to do. But if, when he puts it into the original klisharis, why is he doing that? He's not doing it to be mekadesh al haktara. Just the opposite. He wants to undo what he did. So being that he didn't have das to be mekadesh the kaimitz, L'shem Haktara, that's why it was never Mekadeshet. If it was never Mekadeshet, so it's not considered the Hashlomo of the Avoida. Major lumbus here. So if it's not considered the Hashlomo of the Avoida, that's why that doesn't bother me. For Freik the Gemara, Hami Das Mekadeshet. It's interesting, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan would be the one that would say this. Because clearly Rabbi Yochanan was bothered with the Kasha. Rabbi Yochanan didn't understand that when the apostle takes the kaimitz and he puts it back into the original klisharis, why doesn't that constitute the hashlama of the kmitza? So Rabbi Yechanan said, oh, shmami no, zay say meres, klisharis, eg mekachin alamid. That's right, the Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan, the shitase, shouldn't have understood the question. This is the wrong kasha to ask Rabbi Yechanan. Because Baboy, Benirish Shalakash, Rabbi Yechanan. Because Shalakash wants to ask Rabbi Yechanan, klisharis, mashu, yikachu, psulim, the could a klisharis be mekadesh a davar pasul? Likarev, likatchila likarev. So we know mizbeach is mekadesh pasul. So even something that's not allowed to go on the mizbeach doesn't have a din haktara. But in alu layer nasul achmishol mizbeach. Rashi in the beginning of parak mizbeach mekadesh. And once it goes on the mizbeach, you leave it there. That's a whole parak in mesach desvachim that discusses that halacha. And Rish Lakish asks Rabbi Yechon, what about a klisharis? If you take a davar pasul, you put it into a klisharis. Is the klisharis mekadesh the davar pasul just like the mizbeach was mekadesh the davar pasul? Or does a klisharis not have that ability? For Amalei and he told him, a klisharis can't be mekadesh a davar pasul. Now, if a klisharis can't be mekadesh a davar pasul, a klisharis can't be mekadesh a davar kosher if a pasul is the one that put it into the klisharis. It's the same thing. So, l'chura, tainis the Gemara, that what's this whole discussion anyways? Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying that if the pasul would put it into a klisharis, even the original klisharis, as long as he had das to be mekadesh it, it would get a kedusha, so that now the kmitza would be nishlam. The reason there's a chilik between the pasul putting it into a new klisharis versus the original klisharis, because one is mekadesh it, the other one is not mekadesh it. But it sounds like the klisharis would be mekadesh the kmitza of the pasul. Frank the Gemara, Yechon is the one who told Reish Lakish that even though mizbeach is mekadesh psulim, klisharis is not mekadesh psulim. Amalei, so the Gemara says two different things. Ein mekachin li karev, avol mekachin li pasul. There's different levels of Mizbech Mekadesh. There's Mizbech Mekadesh Likarev, and there's Mizbech Mekadesh Lipasul. Rabbi Yechanan said, there's no Mizbech Mekadesh Psulim, that if you put a davar pasul into a klisharis, now you can go ahead and be mak. That you don't. Mizbech Mekadesh, yeah, imol lo yered. But a klisharis is not Mekadesh Likarev in the same way that a Mizbech is Mekadesh. But that's not what we're discussing over here. Well, over here we're discussing something else. Here we're discussing the klisharis being Mekadeshet Lipasul, to say that the avoid of the pasul was complete. The klisharis can be mekadesh lepsul, it can't be mekadesh likarev. Rabbi Amram said a different time. What was the question? The question was that we're saying, according to these tanot, Rabbi Yosi ben Yosi ben Yasin, Rabbi Yudah Nachta, that the only time, there's a svara, that the only time, perhaps, it's true that Ben Beseira holds yachzer, that's if you did the kmitza, but you were never mekadesh in the klisharis. But once you mekadesh in the klisharis, at that point it's going to be a problem. And what's the svara? Because the klisharis is or putting into the Kli Shaaretz is mashlam the kmitza. Once the kmitza is nishlam, it comes out, we have a chalois, a voida psul in this carbon, you have no way to unwind that. It's only if it wasn't put into the second Kli Shaaretz. The Gemara says marav shach. If you can't put it into a second Kli Shaaretz, then I can't put it into the first Kli Shaaretz. Let the first, so the first teretz is, Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Zoysay Neres, Kli Shaaretz ein mekachin al midas. And being that when the pasul puts the kmitz back into the original Kli Shaaretz, it doesn't have a mind to be mekadosh it, it's for that reason, it doesn't get kedusha. Amar Rabbi Amar said a different test. He put it into a Kli Shaaretz that had soilus all the way to the top, so that when he put the koimetz back, it never went inside the mechitzos of the walls of the keli. And the only time the Kli Shaaretz can be mekadosh is if it's physically within the walls of the keli. But being that it wasn't within the walls of the keli, so it's for that reason it didn't have ability to be mekadosh. But the Gemara's kasha is, presumably what this person did in Ben Becerra's case is he did kemitza and he just returned it. So if he, when he returned it, it's on top of the walls of the Kli Shaaretz, then when he did the kmitza, he took it from on top of the walls of the Kli Shaaretz. Doesn't it mean that that's how he did the kmitza? It's not a good kmitza. Because kmitza has to be from within the walls. So that can't be the case. You have to say, it's talking about where it's not on top, completely on top, but rather it's up to the exact top. So you did the kmitza, it's, and you put it so that now it's on top. Meaning in the first understanding of the Gemara, the entire kmitz, it was just way up, it was way over. And so that the kmitz never went inside the walls of the keli. In the second teretz of the Gemara, it's perfect. It's exactly up until the top. Now that you placed it, it's going to be above. What did the Gemara accomplish? What the Gemara accomplished was, is that first the Gemara thought that when you did the kmitza, you're doing it from on top. Now what the Gemara is saying is that when you did the kmitza, you did it from within. When you did the kmitza, you did it from within. So you took the kmitz out, but it was exactly up until the top before you did the kmitza. Now that you put the kmitz back, being that it was exactly up until the top before you did the kmitza, now it's on top of that, so now it's going to be on top. If you follow it. But I don't understand. If it was perfectly until the top and you did the kmitza, then when you put the kmitz back, it should just go back to where it was and it should viter be with inside. Says the Gemara of Kivan the Kamatzle of the Guma. When you did the kmitza, you made a little hole. Right, you made a little guma. There's a little ditch inside the keli now. So the Gemara says, when you put it back, shouldn't it go back into the hole? The Gemara says, no. What happened was, is that when you put it back, you put it on the sides. It was on dafna the mono, it was on the wall. And then it fell on its own. The nasa kemishach sarif, as if a monkey was the one that did it. The bottom line is, the kohen had placed it back in. Had the kohen placed it back in, you're right, it would have been there. But Sarah said there's a way to do it. But the Seder said, if you did the kmitza psula, and you didn't put it into a new Kli Shaaretz, you could put it back into the original Kli Shaaretz. When you put it into the original Kli Shaaretz, putting it into the original Kli Shaaretz is mashlan avoida. So now you have an avoidus kmitza psula. It should make the carbon a problem. You shouldn't be able to unwind it. The Eretz says, do it in a way where you're not physically putting it back in. Put it back on the side, let it be knocked in. Now the only way that works is if it was on top. So you personally never put it in within the walls of the Kli Shaaretz. It got knocked in, there was room for it, and therefore, it's not going to be. Being that you yourself, the coin didn't put it in, so he never completed the avodah. Only Rabbi Yehuda the Rav Zeira. So Rabbi Yehuda told Rav Zeira, I have a better answer. We're trying to figure out Ben Becerra's halacha. Ben Becerra says, just put it back in. When you put it back in, you're completing the avodah. So what's if I put it into the original keli, I put it into a new keli? Said Rabbi Yehuda to Rav Zeira, I have a perfect answer. Why don't we say it's talking about when the Kli Shaaretz was on the karka? And if Kli Shaaretz is on the karka, presumably, that doesn't work. We're going to see on Amid Beis that the Avodas HaKabbalah only worked if a Kohen was holding the Kli Shaaretz. If a Kohen wasn't holding Kli Shaaretz, it wasn't a good Kabbalah. You could argue then that when it comes to kmitza, it's the same thing. That putting the kohenitz into the Kli Shaaretz, which is a very important avodah, maybe only works if a kohen is holding the Kli Shaaretz. If he's not holding the Kli Shaaretz, maybe it doesn't work. Elish Mami No says the Gemara, kohenitz in the Kli Shaaretz al-Gabi Karka. Isn't this a raya that you can do kmitza from a keli al-Gabi Karka, that when it comes to the avodah of the menachis, you don't need a kohen to be holding the Kli Shaaretz. It's okay if it's al-Gabi Karka. That's why we didn't answer that. Because even if it would be al-Gabi Karka, you would have the same problem. Amalei. So the Gemara says, Reb Zeira told Reb Yirmiyah, kanogis bibayi. You're touching on an ibaya, the ibaya lawn that was discussed, meaning you're opening up a Pandora's box. This is a very big shayla. What's the context of the Shaila? The Avimi Tani Menachis by Rav Chisda. Avimi learnt Menachis by Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was the Rebbe, Avimi was the Talmud. Freak the Gemara. If Avimi by Rav Chisda Tani, Avimi was a Talmud of Rav Chisda, it's just the opposite. Vam Rav Chisda said, Kufa Tavi Boli Me Avimi. If you look at Rashi, Hakois Toivois, I chopped a lot of patch from Avimi. Allah the Hosh Maitza. Because I was a Talmud of Avimi, and I once said over the following halacha, Bal Hachriz, Ritzuf and Lami. The context over there is completely unrelated. We're discussing Nichse Yisoyimim. Bezin would sell Nichse Yisoyimim. They had to follow the steps. They had to make sure they were getting top dollar, fair market value for the Nichse Yisoyimim. They couldn't just sell it. So the halacha regarding Nichse Yisoyimim that Rav Chisda said was that if you machriz it, they had to put it out there, put a pashkevillin that we're going to sell it to attract as many buyers as possible. So if they do it day after day, lamed yom is enough. Sheni v'chamishi, if they only did it Mondays and Thursdays, samach yom. Then you have to do it 60 days. Bottom line is, Rav Chisda said I was learning by Avimi, and I got patch from Avimi. What does it sound like? Avimi was the Rebbe. The Rebbe gives the Talmud patch, not the other way around, at least in my days. So Talmud doesn't give this. So v'chura, pashim shat. So you see, so Avimi said, I learned by Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was a Talmud of Avimi. So the Gemara says something unbelievable. Avimi, Mesechtes, Akras, Akrali. True. Avimi was Rav Chisda's Rabbi, but he happened to forget a Mesechta. You know which Mesechta he forgot? Mesechtes Menachis. For also came to Rav Chisda, and he knew his Talmud, Rav Chisda, knew Menachis. So he went to Rav Chisda, Latgure. So he went to Rav Chisda to go learn by him. Freak the Gemara, if Avimi was Rav Chisda's Rabbi, why'd he have to go to his Talmud? Shouldn't he have called Rav Chisda, his Talmud, and say, you know, maybe you can come to me, we can learn together, Menachis? So the Gemara says, Avimi thought, that if I'm going to go to my Talmud, versus my Talmud coming to me, I'll have more siyata d'shmaya. He thought it would be better, he'd be more matzliach in his understanding of Masechtas Menachis, if he went to Rav Chisda, rather than the other way around. Why? Says Rashi, not even a full line, three words. Mishum yagatiyu matzasi. The Gemara says in Megillah, davavam beis. Yagatiyu matzasi tamen. Lo yagatiyu matzasi al tamen. The only way it works is if it's yagati. So Avimi felt that if I'm going to go to my Talmud, it's going to be yagia. It's going to be yagatiyu matzasi. If my Talmud comes to me, I'm not going to have to work so hard. The harder you work, the more effort you put into something, the better chance you have of being successful. And it's Yudua, the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, in his Sicha, said that you see from here that yagatiyu matzasi isn't just in how much amelus you put into the actual learning, right? Yagatiyu matzasi tam. And you think, okay, so the more you think about the Svara, the better chance you have of actually understanding the Svara. The more time you put into your learning, so the better chance you have of being matzliach and learning. Chaim Shmulevitz said, if that's the case, what difference would it have made if Avimi went to Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda went to Avimi? What would matter is when Avimi sat down to learn Menachis, how much effort was he putting into it? Said Rav Chaim Shmulevitz that you see from here, it's not that way. Yagati and matzasi means the more a person is mois and nefesh for his learning, it could be sometimes quantitatively, and it sometimes it could be qualitatively, and it could be maybe waking up earlier or staying up late or focusing when it's hard to focus. The more yagia that a person puts into his learning, the more he's going to be matzliach. L'fum tzaira agra. It's not just analytically. It's true in every sense of the word. And therefore, Avimi wanted to be a little bit more moise nefesh from Masechtas Menachas. It bothered him that he had forgotten the Masechta. He wanted to know it. So he figured, yogati or matzasi, he had a way. Let me go to him. You don't come to me. This way I have a better chance of being matzliach. But the bottom line is, Avimi learned Masechtas Menachas by his Talmud Rav Chisda. And he was the one that posed this question. This was the Shaila, says the Gemara. Pogav Rav Nachman. The Gemara continues the story. Rav Nachman met Avimi. He told him, Ketzer Kaimtsin. So he tells Avimi, you're learning by Rav Chisda, Kmitza. Tell me, how do you do Kmitza? Amalei. So there was a keli on the floor. He told him, Miklize, you would take it out of this keli. Amalei. So Rav Nachman told Avimi, V'chi Kaimtsin Miklisha Al-Gabi Karka. Could you do Kmitza? Even from a keli that's on the floor? Amalei, the Magbalei Kaim. So he told him, no, a kohen has to hold it. That's what he told him. Avimi, that's what Avimi told Rav Nachman. Apparently he had heard that from Rav Chisda. Ketzer Nekatshin Es HaMenachis. He asked him, Rav Nachman did, how do you do Kiddush for the Menachis? Meaning the original mincha that's placed into the original klishares. How do you do that? Amalei noisin l'klize. He pointed to the same keli. So he told him, could you be mekadesh the mincha in a keli that's on the ground? Amalei. They said, no, the magbalei koi. No, you have to have a koi. Amalei. So he told him. So Nachman tells Avimi, in kenu tzrachto gimel kayanim. Wow. So it comes that you needed three kayanim for the mincha. Because you needed a koyen to be holding the klisha, right? What's that?
And
You couldn't use his left hand. That's a good point. See, you need three kayanim. Amale. See, told him eight tzricha. So what? You should need and use 13. Yud gimel ketamet. The carbon tamet needed 13 kayanim. So what's so shver if the mincha needed three kayanim? Says the gemara eisve. I'll ask you a kasha. Is this true? Zeaklal kol akoy meitz v'noisim bekli v'hamoylech v'amakter. And what's the significance of these four avodas? These are the four avodas of the koymets that are the equivalent to the avodas adam. So if someone, a koyin, does one of these avodas, lechol, davashtarki, lechol, the lahakter, davashtarki, lahakter, machshev es pigol, right? With the mission over there is discussing the laws of pigol, and says there's four avodas where you can make a carbon pigol. What's the kasha? V'ilu magbiya loy ketani. If you need a koyin to hold the klishares while you're doing the kmitza, we should mention a fifth avodah, because you would think it's an avodah. If a kohen has to do it, shouldn't it be an avodah? Thus, a machsheves pigol of that kohen that's holding the klisharis should be able to make a carbon pigol, and doesn't say that. Isn't that a raya you don't need a kohen? The Gemara says, no, Tana say the avodah, not good, loy say the kehana. It could be there are other avodahs, true. We're discussing avodahs that could be done by one kohen. Four avodahs that he himself can do in succession, where he will be able to make a carbon pigol. The kmitza, he could put into the keli, he could do the halacha, and he can do the haktara. It's one kohen that could do all four. Now, it's true, there are other kohanim involved, and the other kohen can also have a machshavas pigol. So if we were going to discuss that kohen, whatever, it would be different. But we're just discussing one kohen that could do four avodas in succession, that could be machashev, a machshavas pigol. But enochinami, there are other kohanim involved in the preparation of the mincha. It's an avoda, and maybe you could even have a machshavas pigol. Interesting. Chiddush, what's coming out of this gemara, that the kohen that was holding the klisharis, according to this sheet that holds, a kohen had to hold the klisharis during the kmitza, was considered an avoda that's chashev enough. You could have, not all avodas, could you have machshavas pigol? For example, akhtara semurim, there's no pigol, shvicha shira. That's usually you're accustomed to thinking dalad avoidas. So here you have in a mincha an anomaly. Either way, boy, my name is Rav Sheshes. The same question was asked Rav Sheshes. Ma ulik mitz b'klisha agabi karik. You do kmitza from a keli that's on the ground. Amalei, so he told him, puk chazi ma'avnim agab. Why don't you go into the Beis HaMikdash and see what they do? Now, Rav Sheshes didn't mean it literally because he lived way after Churban Beis HaMikdash, but he meant learn zvachin and menachis, right? Travel down the shvili of Kachim and be in the proverbial Beis HaMikdash and see what's where Mesachtes Zvachim Menachis. So Rav Sheshes said as follows: what do you see in Mesachtes Menachis? Arba Kehanim Nechnasim. There were four Kehanim that would go in every Shabbos during the changing of the guard of the Lechem Aponim. So we know the Lechem Aponim had 12 loaves of bread. Additionally, there were Shnei Bezichei Lavoyim. And every Shabbos, the Kohanim would take the Bezichei Levoina, they would be makdered on the Mizbech HaChitzain, take it from the Hechel to the Mizbech HaChitzain, and when they were makdered, the Shnei Bezichei Levoina, the Lechem of last week, that stayed fresh, miraculously throughout the week, was now able to be eaten. So every Shabbos, during this four Kohanim, that we're going to have to enter the Hechel. Two of them, Shnayim Biyadim Beisidarm, two of them were holding the six loaves of bread respectfully. Vishnayim Biyadim Shnei Bezichim. The other two were holding the two Bezichim Levayim. This is for the new breads. Va'arba Makdim and Lifnayim. And then there were four that had to be before them. Shnayim Litol Shnei Sidarm, two to take the two Sidarim, the loaves of bread from the previous week. Ubez Litol Beis Bezichim. And two to take the Bezichim Levayim from the previous week. What's the kasha? V'ilu Makbiyas HaShulchan. Like Tani doesn't say that there was a Kayin there that had to hold up the Shulchan. What's the kasha? The kasha is that we know a little bit, and we'll be more familiar with this as we go through Mesachtes Menachos, that putting the levoina onto the Mizbech HaChitzain to be matir lechem upon him was considered an avoida. It was the avoida saktar. Okay, not such a chiddush. What's a bigger chiddush is that removing the levoina from the shulchan was the equivalent to the avoida sa kmitza. If that's the case, then if there's a halacha that when you do kmitza on a mincha, a kohen has to be holding the klishares from where you're doing the kmitza, there should be a halacha that when you remove the bezichei levoina from the shulchan, that a kohen should have to be holding the shulchan. And Rav Sheshes said that I went into the proverbial Beis HaMikdash and I found the halacha that there were eight kohanim, four doing this, four doing that, but there wasn't a ninth. L'churi, you should need a ninth kohen holding up the shulchan. Elamai, you see, you don't need to be holding the klisharis while you do the kmitza. But the Gemara says, why is that different than the previous kasha? Lav amrit hasam say the avodas nakat, hachanami say the avodas nakat. We just asked the kasha from the four avodas where you could have a machshavas pigo, and it didn't mention the kohen holding. And what did we say? Because we're discussing the avodas. See, here too, we're discussing the avodas. So we're not mentioning this ninth kohen that has to be holding the shulchan. Maybe he did have to have a ninth kohen holding the shulchan. The Gemara says, be dumb, it's not true. Hasam over there, lay nachasam yonah the kohenim. Nachas L'minyan of the Kehanim. That Mishnah is not talking about Kehanim. When it said four, it didn't mean four Kehanim. What did it mean? Four Avoidis, where one Kehanim could have a Machshavas Bigel. Over here, we're discussing Kehanim. Arba Kehanim this, Arba Kehanim that. We're discussing the Minyan HaKehanim. So if there was a ninth Kehan, in Isa, Lisni Magbiya Elav Shmami, no, Kehanim Tzibikli Shalgabi Karka, Shmami, no, my Rava, Rava said, Pshitali, Kehanim Tzibikli Shalgabi Karka, it's Poshit, that you could be Kehanimates from a Kehli Shalgabi Karka, Shekein Matzino, Besiluk Bazichin, because you find from the Siluk Bazichin, nobody picked up the Shulchan when they removed the Bezichel Avoyna from the Shulchan. So you see from there that you could be Mekak, you could do Kmitza even when it's Al-Gabi Karka. Additionally, Mekachin Mincha Beklish Al-Gabi Karka. You could be Mekadosh the Mincha, the original Kedusha. Again, the Mincha was put in the Klisharis twice. The entire mincha was put into klisharis. He did kmitza, and then the kmitz was put into a second klisharis. So the original mincha could be put into klisharis, even if the klisharis is like abikar. Again, she came out seeing the besida bezichin, because that's what you find by the sida bezichin. That's what you find when they put the entire the lechem aponim and the bezichin levayna. That's the equivalent of the entire mincha. When they put it on the klisharis again, there wasn't a kohen holding it. But Rava said, "What I'm not sure about." Rava said, "This I'm part. This I know. This I'm not sure." Kiddush koymetz mai? Could you be mekadish the koymetz in a klisharis? That's al gabi karko. Maybe there you do need a koyin to hold it. Mi mincha yafin, and there he had no raya from the shulchan because there is no equivalent in the shulchan, right? There's an equivalent in the shulchan to the mincha. You could draw the parallel of being mekadish the entire mincha. Where's the equivalent in the shulchan? Putting everything on the shulchan. Do you have the equivalent of the kmitza by the mincha, removing the bezicha lefaneh from the shulchan? But taking the kaimitz and putting it into the second klisharis, there is no parallel. There's no the equivalent thereof when it comes to the shulchan. That's the shulchan because it went on to the mizbeach. The mizbeach wasn't a keli. So of course nobody was going to hold the mizbeach. We're discussing klisharis. We're not discussing the mizbeach. So the question is, I don't know what to do. So Rava said, I have two tzadim. What am I tzadim? Mi mincha yalfinala. Do you say, just like the original kiddush of the mincha could be done al gabi karka, you don't need a kain to hold the klisharis, the second kiddush of the mincha, when you take the kain as you put in the klisharis, the same thing. Maybe you learn it from that. And just like the kabbalah of the dam definitely had to be done while a kain holding it, right? Mi kabbalah ve'elach, mitzvah bikuhuna. Avoida like a ball is an avoida. Of course, you need a kayin. That's the avoida. So, if you need a kayin, so maybe the second kiddush of the mincha should be the same thing. Shmak shayla. So, Rava wasn't sure. The second kiddush of the mincha, should I compare it to the first kiddush of the mincha? It could be al gabi karka. How do I know that? I know that from the shulchan. Or maybe not. Maybe the second kiddush of the mincha, that's the equivalent of the kabbalah of nam. So maybe just like the kabbalah of nam needs to be held, this too. So the Gemara says, Hadar pashta, Rava was pashta the shayla, and what did he say? Midam yafin Allah. You learn it from dam. And just like dam, a kohen has to be holding the klisharis when you mekadesh a dam. So to here, you're going to have to be holding it. So again, why are we discussing this? Because the Gemara is going to digress now. The reason we're discussing this is we're going back to the original shayla, where Ben Beseira said a chiddush. Ben Beseira in the Mishnah that was further elaborated on by Rav in the Gemara. But the halacha is mamish in the Mishnah. You learn Mishnayis, you have this Ben Beseira already. Where Ben Beseira says a halacha that if you did kmitza with your left hand, and in the Brisa it's mefurish, Ben Beseira didn't only mean the left hand, he meant all psula. The halacha is if you can put it back into the mincha and then just do a proper kmitza the second time. Just because you did a puzzle of kmitza doesn't mean you can't fix it moving forward. You can fix it. Just stick it back. You can't fix a shechita and a malika. And there's a lot of avodas you have no way of fixing. This you can fix. I'll fix it. Put it back. Stating that, some tanaim held, Rabbi Yehuda Hanachten, but that the only time that's true is if you didn't put it into the second klisharis. But once you put it into the second klisharis, because when you put the kmitza into a klisharis, that completes the avodas. So Gemara says, I'm manavshach. If putting it into the klisharis completes the kmitza, and now you have a chalei saveda psula in this mincha that you can't undo, then how can you put it back into the original klisharis? Putting it back to the original klisharis is going to be the same thing. And the Gemara has three terutz, and that's what emerges from the sugya. The first terutz is Rabbi Yechanan Zaysay Meres klisharis ein mekachin el midas. That being that when you put it back into the original klisharis, your intent wasn't to give it the kedusha that it needs for the haktara. To the contrary, it's to undo what you did. So you didn't have the kavana that you would need when you put it into the second klisharis by putting it into the first klisharis, because in your mind you're not putting it into a second klisharis. You're undoing what you did. So you need kavana for the klisharis to be mekadeshit. Your kavana is not to be mekadeshit so that it has the kedusha to continue with the avodah. It's just the opposite. Your kavana is to unwind what you did. Klisharis is only Mekadesh Midas. Second Teres, the Gemara said, was an Akimta. The Akimta was, when you put it in a way, it was filled to the top, you created a ditch, you put it on the side of that ditch, it fell in by itself. You never put it in. If you didn't put it in, it never got Kedusha. The third suggestion that the Gemara said was, maybe it's talking about with the Klisharis was like Agabi Karka. That's the way Bebeseira held you could do it. Put it when the Klisharis is like Agabi Karka. You can't be Mekadesh HaMincha if the Klisharis is like Agabi Karka. Is that true? So that's this whole Arichas. The last thing we saw was Rava. Rava said yeah. Because Rava said that even if you could be Mekadesh the original Mincha when it's like Agabi Karka, and even if you could do Kemitza when it's like Agabi Karka, but the second Kiddush, that the Kohen has to be holding. Because the second Kiddush, we don't compare it to the original Kiddush of the Mincha. We compare it to the Avodas HaKabbalah of the Zevach. That's this last Gemara. Either way, that sort of concludes that part of the sugya. But the Gemara digresses now. Says the Gemara, "Umi amar Rava hachi? Did Rava say that we compare the second kiddush of the mincha to the avodas hakabbalah of the dam? Is that true? But how could you say that? For itmar we learned kaimitz shechokoi b'shnei kelim. Let's say the kmitza was put into two kelim." So you did Kemitza, you have to be Mekadosh and a Klisharis. But instead of putting it into one Klisharis, you put it into two Klisharises. Rav Nachman ama in a Kaddish, Rav ama Kaddish. Rav Nachman says it's not Kaddish, Rav said it is Kaddish. What's the Kasha? The Im Isa. If you're going to tell me that there's a comparison, there's a parallel between the second Kiddush of the Mincha, meaning the Kiddush of the Koimitz, and the Avodas Adam, they left me Dam, then shouldn't you have to learn from Dam? That Dam, just like you find, you can't be Mekadeshit in two Klisharis, that has to all be done in one Klisharis, then the Mincha should have to be the same thing. Says the Gemara, Hadabe Rava Meahi. You're right, Rava was Chayzer. Rava must have been Chayzer, says the Gemara. V'dam minon v'loi kodesh ha-chatzam. How do you know that you can't be Mekadesh Dam in two Klisharis? Maybe the Dam, you could also be Mekadesh in two Klisharis. Tani Rav Tachlifa Ben Shal. And from here until the bottom of the Amid is verbatim Zvachim Daf Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis. We learned this together. Tani Rav Tachlifa Ben Shal. Kidesh Pachas Miktei Hazah Beklizeh. Upachos Miktei Hazah Beklizeh. Loi Kidesh. Rav Tachlifa Ben Shaul said that when the Koyim was Mekadesh, the Mei Chatas for the Parah Aduma, he had to be Mekadesh all the Mayan in one Kelis. We saw many times in Masech Tezvach, there was a Shailah in the Gemara, if there was a Shir, if Mei Chatas, Hazah Tzricha Shir, Hazah Ein Tzricha Shir, but you had to be Mekadesh the entire Shir Hazah in one Keli. If you were Mekadesh, Pachas Miktei Hazah B'Klizeh, U'Pachas Miktei Hazah B'Klizeh, Loi Kiddush, Mi Ba'idu, but Dam Ma, what about Dam? Do you have the same Halach? You have to be Mekadesh all the Dam that you're going to use for Zrika in one Keli, or could I do the Kabbalah in two separate Kelim? What's the Stodei HaShayli? Hilchasahid, the fact that you have to Mekadesh all the Mechatas in one Keli, is that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? If that's the case, you can't learn Halacha from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Maybe that Halacha by Mechatas is not Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Let's learn that from a Pasuk. The Chsiv Tova B'Mayim, and we learn from there that the Tefillah has to be in Mayim, but in the same concentration of Mayim that you had B'Shas Kiddush. So when the Kohen does Tefillah B'Mayim for the Paraduma, obviously the Shir is there, because he's going to do the Tefillah, he's going to do that. There must be the whole Shir there. So V'tava B'Mayim Shehoya Kfar, that Shir Mayim that you have now by Shas Tefillah, you had already B'Shas Kiddush. Maybe that's the Makar. Thus, you see, you can't be Mekadosh in two Kelim. If that's the case, Hachinam Yoksiv V'tava B'Dam. So maybe you hear the same too. V'tavol b'dam, to do the hazois, you need the same amount now that you had. So you see that b'shas kabbalah you had. Says the Gemara, "Bitmam Reb Zareiko, I'm Reb Elazar. Af b'dam likidish. Even b'dam, it's a problem." Amar Rava Tainam Achin. Rava said, "It's a mafurish b'raisa." It says v'tavol b'dam. V'tavol we learn v'loy maspik that you can't clean your hand. You can't scrape your hand on the klishares in order to do zrika. Bedam, what does Bedam teach me? Shehei Bedam, Shehei Tefillah Meikarev. That B'Shas Kabbalah, you already have to have the sheer tefillah that you're going to have B'Shas Tehazah. Min Hadam teaches me a third halacha. Min Hadam Shebe'in. The Gemara is going to explain. It says the Gemara, Itzrich L'michta V'Tavav, Itzrich L'michta V'Dam. Let me explain to you what these three joshes are. Now, first, the first two. The Tavav teaches me v'loy maspik, then Badam teaches me Badam shayim ekar. Dikas rechmat v'taval. What does v'taval mean? V'taval means that you can't scrape it. It has to be a tefillah. You have to dunk it into the liquid part of the dam. You can't put your finger, scrape the wall of the klisharis and take the dam that way. That teaches me that. But I still need v'taval. Because hava mean I would have thought afal gaftali kibel shir tefillahs. The Tovah teaches me that you need the entire shir b'shas the Kabbalah. I don't know that from the Tovah. Kas Rachman of Bedan. Because Rachman had the Dan Havamin, I would have thought I feel a mask. Kas Rachman of the Tovah. Right, again, two completely different drashas. It's even a chiddush why the Gemara has to go through this exercise of the itzterich for itzterich. Two completely different halachas. The Tovah teaches me that you have to dunk it. You can't scrape it off the walls. Bedam teaches me that b'shas kabbalah you already had to have the entire shir tefillah. Thus, I need v'tavel, I need bedam, because they're not the same drashas. What was the third limud in this braisa? It says min adam, and we learn from there min adam sheba inyan. What does that mean? Lamute mai amar rava rava. Again, can explain lamute shirayim sheba etzva, that in between tefillahs, there were 7 tefillahs that were done, 11, 43, right? All the different tefillahs that would always be done with the finger of the kohen throughout his avodas, you would have to wipe his hand in between tefillahs because the shirayim that were left over on his finger were pasul. And that's what min adam teaches me, the ma'ute dam shebe'inyan. What does dam shebe'inyan mean? It means the shirayim shebe'etzba. The Gemara says on that, no, misayel le rabba laz. Oh my, rabba laz, it said shirayim shebe'etzba psulim. The shirayim of the etzba is pasul. Amalei rav and barav adal rava. Amri talmidach. I heard from your talmidim who said over in the name of Rav Amram that Amr of Amram, if somebody was doing azal and a little bit of dam fell off his hand and it went on a beged, and the halacha is dam chatos shehizal beged ton kibus, and that's why this is in Zvachim Tzadikim Lamed Beis. It's a perek dam chatos. That was the context over there. So what happens is dam chatos, that's hizan a beged. What's the halacha? You have to be mechabez the beged. It's related to psul yotze and psul noiser, maybe, right? We spoke about rape, but. Dam chatas that's niti zayal beged, you have to be mechabes the beged. Now the only time that's true is if the dam is roi lahazah. But if it's dam pasul, or if you already did hazah with this dam, at that point you don't have the salach. So that's the context. Hoya mazah, Kohen was doing hazah, the nitze hazah miyadoi, and the dam that he's doing hazah with fell off his finger, and it went on the beged. Im actually he's if it fell on the beged before the hazah, toin kibos. Because it's dam that's roi lahazah, you need to be mechabes the dam. Misha hiza, if you did the hazah already, ain't toin kibos. At that point, you don't have to do kibos. Says the Gemara, my love, when we say actually he's a, what does that mean? Actually gomar hazo osoy. It means he didn't do all the hazois yet. And what does it mean when we say shehiza? Umishe gomar hazo osoy. It means he did all the hazois. Shma mino, the shrine shabbat, but kshayrin. You see, the shrine shabbat, but kosher. Because what does it sound like? It sounds like if the kohen's doing zayin hazois right now with one of the parim hanisrafim, what the chatois apnimios, and he's in middle of the 7, he did 4, and then a little bit of down from his finger after the 4th. Hazah fell on his beged. Ton kibos. L'chura, that dam is shirayim shebe'etzba. And if you're going to tell me that shirayim shebe'etzba is posel, it's not from a posek, min hadam, dam shebe'inyin, shirayim shebe'etzba, it comes out that dam is not roi l'azah. If it's not roi l'azah, you don't have the halach of dam chatos. Dam chatos, ton kibos, is only dam that's roi l'azah. Says the Gemara, shmami, no. If you see that as long as the koyin didn't complete doing all, emphasis on all the hazah ois, the halacha is that any dam that falls from his finger onto his beged during the process of the hazois would trigger the halacha of dam chatos ton kibos. That's a raya that shirayim shebe'etzba is kosher. It must be that dam is roi l'hazah. But the Gemara says, loy. Maybe that's not what the Braisa means. When the Braisa says, actually gomer hazah osoy, it means actually yotzes haz miyadah. The hazah ton kibos. And when it says gomer hazah osoy, it means umish yotzes haz miyadah v'nitza mimashe nishar ein ton kibos. When we say actually gomer, we don't mean all. We don't mean the entire set of 7. We're looking at each individual hazah. The Braisa is discussing each hazah. Your bat the kohen does tefilas etzva. He's holding the dam. He has to do one of the 7 or one of the 11 or one of the 16 or one of the 43. Or the 47 or the 48, all the different shittas. So he has to do one hazah, but we're looking at each individual hazah. If you didn't do the hazah yet and the dam falls on your beged, ton kibos, because that dam is roi l'hazah, you didn't do the hazah yet. If you did the hazah, that hazah, and the dam falls on your beged, even though you have another 42 to go, it doesn't matter. The halach is going to be ein ton kibos, because that dam is pasul, it's your shabetzma. One more kasha, is ve'abayo, gomem b'lahazois, if he completed doing the hazah, mekaneach yodoi, be'gufa shel paro. So this is the koyein that's doing the hazois of the paro aduma. He's standing on harazesim, noichach pnei oyol moyed, he has 7 hazois that he has to do. So he finishes doing the hazah, he takes his finger, and he wipes or his hand, and he wipes it on the par. Interesting. That's what he does. And the reason he did it is because the Torah says that you had to burn the par aduma, and it says oira, psara, dama, everything had to be burnt together. It says the Gemara, Gemara, it sounds like the only time he has to wipe his hand is when he finishes doing all the hazayis. But until he finishes the hazayis, in between hazayis, you don't have to wipe. Why don't you have to wipe? Shirayim shebe etzba. And you can tell me it's not even a real hazah, right? I mean, that's hazah. Okay, but the point is, it's not a. There's a din shirayim shabatzba, so you should have to wipe it even in between. Amalei, so he says no. Of course, you always have to wipe it. You have to wipe it in between hazayis. What does it mean then, the braisa, when it says only gomar mila hazayis? Gomar mekaneach yodoy. The braisa says wipe your whole hand. You don't have to wipe your whole hand after in between hazayis. You only have to wipe your whole hand when you finish. Why do you have to wipe your whole hand when you finish? Because all the dab, you have to get everything. Right? You have to literally get everything to make sure that it also, they literally search for every little, you had forensics getting all the dam to make sure that everything is going to be burned. Because that's what the Torah says. You have to take every part of the party, you have to burn it. That's when only true when you're done. In between hazois, you just have to be sensitive to your finger. So, gomar mila hazois mikaneach yodoi. There's still an issue of the shirayim shebe etzba, so you're still going to have to be mekaneach etzba. The Gemara says, "Bishlam, when you finish everything, mekaneach yad beguvishal par. You mekaneach your yad with the guvishal par. Dichsev asarif as par le'enav el loy gomer mekaneach etzba, mekaneach etzba. So we know how you mekaneach your yad when you finish doing all the azayis. You mekaneach with the entire par. When you mekaneach etzba in between azayis, how did you do that? And Rashi says it would have been very impractical to go to the para. Apparently, the para wasn't on Har HaMishcha. The Kayan wasn't on it. So every, in between all the Hazayis, you had to go down the mountain and climb back up. The way they did it was, they used the Kli Shares. Again, this is something mentioned throughout Zvachim. Kipure Zav. Kipure is Miloshin, wiping, washing. So you would, the Kayan would wipe his finger. So why do we have this whole sugi with the Kli Shares? Why do we have this whole sugi here? It's again, going back to the original Shaila. The Shaila was that Rava is comparing and equating and drawing a parallel between the avodas hakabbalah of dam and the avoda of taking the kainets and putting it into a klisharis, and the Gemara jumped on Rava. How could Rava draw that parallel? Rava seemed to suggest that you can take the kaimetz and put it into two independent klisharises, yet we know you can't do the Kabbalah Saddam in two klisharises. You have to have all of it in one klisharis. And Mar says, you're right, Hodabe Rava. Rava must have been chayzer from that Allah. And then he was, how do you know you can't do Kabbalah in two klisharises? It's this price of the Tovel Badam. One of the, we learned three halachas from here. One halacha is that when the kain did the hazois, he took his finger, he stuck it into the klisharis, he couldn't wipe it on the walls of the klisharis, he had to put it into the liquid part of the dam. Number two is that he couldn't be mekabel the dam in two klisharises, he had to have the whole shear in one klisharis. That's the one we needed for our sugya. Number three is he's not allowed to use the shirayim shebe etzba, and that was that last digression of the Gemara.